Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Mic checking.
Yo, welcome to Dope Town. We are Dope Town 3000. We are the freestyle nonstop hip hop improv podcast. I am Zorbi Kangaga. I'm here with Sean Fisher.
Yo.
And Greg motherfucking Smith.
MF for short.
Yeah, and this is a cool episode because we got a very special guest this episode. We have Mr. Faraz Ozell.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, he's going to be freestyling with us, you know, the entire time. But you may know Faraz from touring stand-up. He's headlined on 4 continents.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a dope comedy album out there in the streets called Chillennium.
Chillennial.
Chillennial.
Wordplay.
Yeah, yeah. It's wordplay. And yeah. Just cop that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just a just funny dude that can flow.
Yep.
So yeah, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, man. Sir. Excited to be here.
So much.
Finally making it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've like exchanged all these Instagram messages.
Now that's a little Dope Town dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Our favorite segment on Dope Town 3000. Let's get into the dirt.
Yeah.
It was very polite back and forth between social medias.
Greg
turns
into
friendly emails.
Yeah.
Dude, edgy.
Greg's a morning host now.
He's that's right.
Whoa.
Where, yeah, I love it. I love it.
Zora very clearly loves it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it, guys. I love it. So
Michael
Sean is like having a great time.
He's having a good one.
So we're going to start off with a little cipher inspired by something that is trending on Twitter right now. So Sean, you want to check that out?
What's trending
for you?
Ooh, I'm actually going to broaden our search today, guys. I'm going to the top Twitter trends for the United States right now.
Well, talk about some dirt.
Dope Town dirt.
Dope Town.
No, okay, here we go. So if I say one and it seems inspiring to you, let me know. Hashtag what I need in 4 words.
Oh.
Hashtag weird things to cover in chocolate. Because I guess it's hashtag chocolate day.
Oh.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
I mean, who doesn't like chocolate?
We'll just stop there then?
I think we could stop there.
I mean, there's just so much that you can cover in chocolate.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You guys can't see this out in podcast land, but like when we get one that is obviously like the one that we're going to freestyle on.
We all hold hands.
We all hold
hands.
Yeah, and the spirit of ODB descends upon us. So should we go with that?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, cool.
Chocolate. Weird things to cover in chocolate.
Boom, 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 boom.
La, 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 la.
Drip, drip.
La, 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 la.
Drip, drip.
La, 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 la.
Drip, drip. Yeah, I'll tell you what's not fair. Dripping chocolate on the silverware, yes. I don't mean to be crass, yes. But I wanna cover my fucking glass, yes. Yes, I wanna get man that's bitching. I cover chocolate man in the stuffing kitchens, yes. Because I'm not a pretender, yes. Yes, I'll fill it with my blender, yes. Yes, because it is fucking groovy, yeah. Not using chocolate in my smoothie, yeah. Yeah, with my wife, we're biting on this chocolate cup, fucking knife,
ouch.
Trip, trip.
That's a weird thing. That's a weird thing. To cover in some chocolate.
Trip, trip.
Okay, I'm gonna keep going. If you're telling me I should stop, sir. What if I covered up a bug in chocolate like a grasshopper? Oh my goodness, oh me, oh my. What if I straight up covered chocolate with a little fly? He'd be like, buzz, buzz, buzz. This does it rocket buzz buzz. He shuts up covered in chocolate buzz. Yes, yes, you know you see me. He's finna itch on that chocolate. Itching with chocolate fleas.
That's a weird thing.
Buggin', buggin'.
Ooh, that's a weird thing. To cover in some chocolate.
Buggin', buggin', buggin'.
To cover in some chocolate. That's a weird thing.
Weird thing, put it in the chocolate. Wanna eat it up, I can't get enough. Want a chocolate buttercup. Not the one you buy at stores. No, I want some more. Want some chocolate fondue on these pores. Put it in the grub, bitch, let's make it more. More, more, more. Don't shut the door, cause I'm feeling all this chocolate reeling. Want my chocolate cheddar cheese, please. Bitch, I'm on my knees. I don't wanna stop unless you give it to me. Give me these drop these chocolate cheddar cheese.
Yeah, girl, it's feeling great. Gonna take you out on romantic dates. Yeah, I'ma treat you rich like a mobster. I'm gonna get you some chocolate covered lobster. Yeah, oh man, I will propose. When I do it, I will bring some chocolate covered roses. Yeah, I will treat you like my queen. I'm a king, I'ma provide you a chocolate covered ring. Oh yeah. Yeah, take you up the stairs. Yeah, know that our room is prepared. Oh yeah, what I wanna do you can't handle. Hold on a second, let me light these chocolate covered candles. Yeah, I'm not feeling no guilt. Lay you down on our chocolate covered quilt. Oh yeah, now you know what is happening next. We gon' have some chocolate covered sex.
Now wait, now wait, now wait, now wait, now wait. What the heck, I'm at the back of the church. I chocolate covered object. Yes, don't mean to cause any sedition. I'm bringing back this antiquated chocolate covered tradition. Hey, you should stay with me. We could start our very own chocolate covered family. Yes, our love could straight up be great. Finna hit you like the end of The Graduate, but covered in chocolate.
Yeah. I feel like lurching, chocolate covered churching. Yes, because I'm with my rivals. I want to get chocolate on this here, this Bible. I want to do this. Yeah, you better respect this. Return on what is chocolate covered lectern. Yes. It's so mystical. We are chocolate covered motherfucking Episcopals. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. You're so impressed with this milk chocolate fucking incense. Yes.
We never cease. I'm the chocolate covered motherfucking priest. Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
If you please us, let's all take a second to pray to chocolate covered Jesus.
So sweet.
Spooky.
I'm agnostic for chocolate. I let it just rock it. I want it on pom poms. Chocolate with rom coms. Want chocolate with my mom. She gave it to me as a treat.
Yeah. That's some fucking chocolate. Brah! Brah, brah, brah.
I think we made the right decision.
Yes.
Sorry, your flow made me laugh so hard.
Because he was feeling it.
He's feeling the Spirit.
He was feeling the Holy Spirit.
I was. I catch the Holy Spirit. So.
Delicious.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
That was good. I've been right freestyling in quite a while, so.
Oh, you!
I was feeling a little rusty.
You crushed it.
Are you kidding me?
That's why we do the warm-ups.
Hey, it was a good warm-up. That's why we had to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, are we going to do some chocolate Meisner? Or we just look
at where we just repeat chocolate terms back and forth.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Nougat.
Okay. Nougat.
Belgium.
Belgium. Belgium is that's a chocolate term and a country.
Whatchamacallit.
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 Please, any of these candy bars, if you want to sponsor the show. Otherwise, we're going to edit this out and put other names of chocolates at a later date that will support us.
There you go. And how appropriate for the Halloween episode.
Right.
To have the chocolate tasty freestyle.
That's true.
It's true.
Like
festive spirit.
Bite-sized rhymes, son.
Fun size.
Fun sized.
Yeah.
King size. They all work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever size.
Yeah. I guess they're all fun size. Anyways, Fraz. Thank you for joining us again. I'm going to keep thanking you for joining us. But
thanks, man. It makes me feel like I'm just come off real curmudgeon-y that I just feel like, I can't believe you came out, bro.
Yeah. I can't believe that. Can't believe that.
We know it was a big hike for you, so we're so sorry. Thank you so much.
Hey, man. You know,
yeah, we record at the top of a mountain. It's a big hike.
It's quite a thing, you know?
Yes.
You have to be pure of heart to make it.
Oh.
To pass all the tests.
Oh. For sure. For sure. Even our podcast equipment is pure of heart.
That's true.
Yep. Sentient.
Anyways, so what story did you bring in here,
man?
What's going on with the story?
Bringing a dope story. And
yeah, what's
like,
going on? Dropping
right,
a story
you
on
a dope
us,
story,
man.
Dude.
Yes,
I mean it could be so, like anything dope the that has dopest. Happened to you. It could be emotionally dope. It could be like
could just be like a crazy
like
Zora out here yes. defining the yeah, words dope story.
Right. Well, this is a story like
don't dope explain to him.
Look, dope explain to me.
Dope. Look, let me tell you.
Actually, dope can be defined in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah, it could.
If someone, tells you,
what's that dictionary? Urban Dictionary did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I have some stories. Let's see. I've become more boring recently. I've been sober for like 2 months now.
Woo, congrats.
Yeah. Thanks. It's funny when you say you're sober for 2 months, people say, "Oh, congrats," you know, which is like that'll leave you alone. But if you're like at a bar and your friends want your drink, you're like, "I'm not drinking tonight." They're like, "Have some, you pussy." But if like I'm sober, like, "Oh, sure. Congrats, man. Mm-hmm. Want a club soda?"
Yeah.
You know. It's like so. Anyway, I think just did it as a result of just like getting older and just like not wanting to need naps in the middle of the day. You know what I mean? It's like there wasn't really anything bad happening. It was just like I'm kind of more tired than I think I should be.
Sure.
But like I just feel like I'm older in my spirit. I say like old man things. Like when I get nervous and shit, like if this comes out of my mouth, I say the jig is up. Hell yeah, that's what I say when I get nervous. Okay. So like
the jig is up.
The Hell jig yeah. is up. If I get like, fuck, dude, the jig is up. And everyone's like, why are you talking like a prospector? Anyway, so this is going somewhere. So I'm like, I'm getting older and shit, and I decided to do that. But I have like friends that are like, I have friends that are like good friends, but they're like shitty friends. Like they're so good that they're shitty.
Oh yeah.
Like we'll be hanging out, and I'll be like, dude, I'm not doing drugs tonight. And then they'll be like, it's already in the water. You know, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. So I was going to a concert with one of my buddies, and
who are you seeing?
What's that?
Who
we're going to go see Alt J.
Okay.
Do you know Alt J?
Yeah.
Oh, Alt J is like, first of all, like my favorite band, right? Like modern era. Like the last like 10 years, I've been like obsessed with trying to see him. I bought tickets twice actually and had to sell them because I had stand-up gigs and couldn't go. Mm-hmm. Once to Outside Lands and once somewhere else. So it was finally the stars aligned. I was like, oh shit, we're going to go see him at the Shrine in downtown LA.
Yeah, great
Wait,
auditorium.
Was that
yeah.
Acoustic Christmas?
No, it wasn't Acoustic Christmas.
Okay. Sorry, I saw them there at the Shrine.
Oh, you
did? Same place. But it was part of whatever.
Was it good when you saw them?
Yeah, they're great. They did like a short set. It was like a bunch of people, like Weezer was there.
And, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. I don't even know about that one. Yeah. But this was supposed to be like, the setup was so dope. It was like, I Googled what it was going to be like, the live show. And I love live music. Like, I know that sounds trite, but like, I go to like Burning Man and Coachella and like all the fucking festivals and shit, right? For the music, man, you know?
Yeah.
The drugs help. But anyway, so we're going to this concert with my buddy Two Speed. And we call him Two Speed because the dude's got two fucking speeds.
Okay.
All right? Like he's a doctor during the day, and he's just like a drug demon by night. Mm. You know, like just goes crazy.
Doctor by day, drug demon by
just
night.
Always after,
two
like,
speed.
Just
two
goes
speed.
After, man. Like anybody else have like, do you have one of those friends that's like became a doctor or lawyer, did something like did something to make his parents happy and then fulfills the void in his life by doing all the drugs at night? Like, you know
oh,
what I mean?
For sure.
So
for
like
sure.
That's two speed. He's either like, oh great to meet you, come back again. Hey, make sure you take those vitamins, or he's just like, we're fucking doing another line off our ass. You know, like that guy.
Yeah, repressed.
This isn't a clean podcast, is it?
No.
Oh,
no.
Got a potty.
Not anymore.
We lost all of our sponsors.
We've had every one of them. Family friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Chick-fil-A. No, fuck Chick-fil-A.
Fuck Chick-fil-A. Yeah. So we're going to this concert, and me and him, and then like we got there, and we have our seats are in the nosebleeds, like up top, right? But I'm still so stoked that I was like, who cares? It's going to be amazing, right? So we go to the smoking session. Brisha Briggs just ended. They got the break. She's amazing too. Yeah. And they got this break, and then All J's on next. I was like, I can't believe it's finally happening. I've literally been waiting like 10 years to see these motherfuckers. I'm like giddy, like, and I'm like, oh my god. And then we're smoking. I pull out a joint because that's how I roll. So we're smoking a J in the smoking section, and these two good dudes come over, and they're like, hey dude, could I get a hit of your joint, dude? And they're like the kind of dudes you ever meet, dudes like they do so many drugs that their lower jaw stops working. Like, oh dude, fucking hell, I do all of it. So I'm like, can I get a hit?
That meth mouth.
Yeah. Like, oh, all right. And then I'm like, can I get a hit? And I was like, you can get a hit only if you help me smoke the whole thing, dude, because I believe in karma. So I'm like giving him, and he's like, oh, dude, you're dope. And so we smoked the dope. And it's going around, we're getting higher and higher and higher. Now we're like super lit. It's a thick one, right? And then I start going on. I'm so high. I'm just like confessing my love for them like a 10-year-old girl. Like, I'm like, I just can't believe I'm finally getting to see him. And I've been waiting like so long. And oh, I'm so excited. And he goes, because his look in his eye, and he's like, dude, it's great. You love him so much, man. Like, it's actually my bachelor party, and we have the whole front row, and two of my buddies didn't show up. Do you guys want those two tickets?
Wow. Karma.
I was like, yeah, karma. And then I was like, and then I said, are you serious? And I was like fanning my face like a 10-year-old. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm serious. So we start following them down to the front row. They're going on right now. And then Two Speed looks at me, and Two Speed's like, dude, this whole thing, we're high as fuck now, right? And he's like, this whole thing is just like a commercial for like, just be good to people. and nothing ever goes wrong if you're just good to people. And I was like, yeah, dude, nothing goes wrong.
I'm in
people.
First gear right now.
Yeah, yeah, I'm in first gear right now, yeah. And then the clutch is stuck. And then we go down, and I thought like, oh my God, we're literally like third row back, middle, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And his friends are all there, and they're like, yeah, welcome, haha, yeah, you got the bachelor guy, hi, yeah, high fives all around, or welcome. And then we're watching it, and I'm so high, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the most amazing experience I've ever had. And they're killing it. The setup is so sick. It's like, they're in like these light, there's like cool, like white lighting all around them, like box structures. And they said like, it sounds like there's a full symphony orchestra on stage with them because the acoustics are perfect. Wow. I'm a huge audiophile, so I'm super particular about acoustics and sound. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I'm having this amazing experience. And I was like, what could possibly make this experience better? And so I pulled some ketamine out of my pocket. So I'm like, all right, let's see if this might take it up a notch. So I started doing some K. And sometimes when I get to this part in the story, people are like, oh, like, are you saying like do drugs? You know, like, I'm sure. I want to make it clear to anyone listening, I'm not saying like do drugs. All right. I'm saying like try drugs. Okay. Cool. Just try a little bit. Cool, cool. But then move on with your life. Cool. You know? But anyway.
Official stance.
Official stance. Yeah,
an internal review pen. Don't tender.
Try a few and move on with yourself. You know, don't get lost in the sauce. But anyway, so we're doing some K, and now I'm having this, like, I'm on this psychedelic journey, right? Like, I'm having an out of body. I'm experiencing the concert as Alt J performing the concert. And I'm like, holy shit, this is amazing. I'm like understanding life, and it's like literally like a religious experience. Oh, I give Two Speed some. I turn around, I'm like, do you want some of this? And before I complete my sentence, he's like, oh, and sticks his whole nose in the bag. And I go, okay, no more for me. That's cool. So he does all of it, right? And then I'm like having this religious experience, and I'm thinking like, oh my God, like I understand life and humanity, and it's like everything is just love, and like we're all humans, are just different drops of water in the ocean that is existence. And I need to turn around to Two Speed to convey this idea to him. And I'm like, dude, are you feeling this? Are you thinking that? I turn around, and he's just vomiting everywhere, just throwing up everywhere. And
he
we're
found
in
a
seats.
Third speed.
Ooh. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's a typical Two Speed night. So
we're in second gear,
right? So he's puking everywhere. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, fuck, is this happening right now? And I'm like, I can't believe this. We're around all this guy's friends. It's seated. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's rows. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm in this situation. This is crazy. So I go, just sit down. Maybe you won't notice. I need to catch at least one more song before we get kicked out of here, right? So then I seat him down, and I go, just act like you're sitting. And I'm so high that I go, okay, everyone's watching this show. If I don't draw awkward attention to him sitting down, no one will look down and see this guy just sitting down. Yeah. If I just mask his awkward energy with my positive energy, no one will even notice, because I'll just be masking it with my positive energy. And I fully believe in that people can see my energy.
Yeah,
so I'm like dancing around him. He's sitting down, and I'm dancing like over, like I'm stirring over his head, because I'm like, I'm probably just fucking orange right now. Nobody can even see this positive, because I'm just masking it with all this positivity. It's working. This is amazing. I'm enjoying a whole nother song. And then I hear over through my corner here, this girl's like, that guy just puked everywhere. And I turn around and I realize everybody has been staring at me just dance like an asshole for the last 45 seconds. Like, wow. Hey, asshole, you're going to get your friend. And I just start like freaking out, and I just go, Two Spray, the jig is up. And we fucking book it, and I carry his ass. Like, he's like, I carry him fucking like three blocks past cops and everything. Bodyguard to get style. To the Ubers. Mm-hmm. And we just get out of there. And I was like, you owe me a concert. Mm-hmm. So I had to. I got two songs and I had to go. I still haven't seen Alt-J.
Damn.
So has its dope moments. It's involved sure. some elements of dope.
Sure.
Literally.
But at least I got a good story out of it.
Yeah.
And as
yeah.
a comic, sometimes you're like, you know what? Maybe the new 4 minutes is better than a life experience.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Writing material is hard.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah.
It's all about content. I've always said this.
Yeah.
Content is king.
That's true.
I've heard people who said that.
Maya Angelou.
Was it Magellan?
Maya Angelou.
It was Magellan Angelou.
Magellan. Magellan.
Magellan Angelou. I know why the caged globe sings.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's my take on that character.
There you go. Yeah. So now that I'm, now I've been sober for a few months because I was just like, it started with a, started in Bali. I was in Bali and I got really sick and, I've been wanting to take a break from everything anyway, just to like refocus on, I meditate a lot anyway, but I want to just refocus on health and meditation and centering myself. And then I was like, let me, I want more energy. I turned 30 in March. And I was like, I just want to make sure I'm optimizing my output. You know, yeah. I was like, I work really hard, but is this the fucking 110%? Is this my top gear? So I was like, let me just take a break from everything, focus on health and all that stuff and figure out what that is. Then I can reintroduce stuff if I feel like it.
Yeah.
But for now, I don't feel like I've narrowed down the science of like what makes me tick, how I want to tick optimally yet. So I'm still makes just sense. Going after it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Dope.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Cool, man. Yeah. Thank you. That's a dope story.
That is a dope story.
Thanks. Do you guys need any clarifying questions? You ready to go?
I think I feel good.
Ketamine? Is that the drug?
Yeah.
Special okay. K.
Special K?
Meow Mix?
Okay, Meow Mix.
They call it Meow Mix sometimes. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one, but you got to do it responsibly. Don't. I mean, this is the thing. You just got to do drugs responsibly.
Everything in moderation.
In moderation, and then move on with your life. Like I said, don't become obsessed with the shit. You know, if you drink and mix this pharmaceutical shit, you're going to be in some trouble. But if you do just a little bit and you just move on.
Yeah,
you can have a good night or two with it and then just go, oh, I tried it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I'm a life
just
enthusiast, a little bit. You know?
Yeah,
I'm all about explore. I like to like explore a little bit of all kinds of things, you know, and then keep it moving.
Like a box of like a box of dang chocolates.
Like a box of dang chocolates. Exactly, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweetness.
Do you guys have any clarifying questions?
I think I'm ready.
Feel good.
Oh, that was a great story.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I hope that I'm going to go see Alt-J. Yeah, finally got tickets to the concert. I'm gonna show up, gonna go bonkers. Yeah, man, I am not a freaking sponsor. Yeah, yet, but oh, I wanna be gone, sir. And so, who do I need? Oh, call up with my friend, yeah, Mr.
Two-Speed.
Yes. Two-Speed.
I'm so impressed. I'm at work, yeah. I'm so repressed. Yeah, I need a hug, but also I need this fucking these drugs. Yeah, I need these drugs. Oh no, I'm gonna cop this and I gotta get out of this office, man. Yes, I'm so impressed with this stuff. Yeah, I got this.
Wait, doctor, before you have a thrill, can you at least prescribe me what I need for my pills? Yes, what I need, what I really need, see? Can you prescribe me for my pre-diabetes?
Yeah, diabetes. Yeah, I'll give you this pill. Guess what it's called? It's fucking chill.
Huh?
Yeah,
oh my god, Jolly, this looks like a pill that's just fucking Molly. Whoa, now I'm feeling really good. Now I'm feeling like diabetes is leaving my hood. Yes, this is neater. I am diabetic, but now I feel sweeter.
Yeah, be sweeter and don't hate. It's Molly, it's MDH.
Yes.
I'm missing a letter, I think. But you know, all you see is fucking pink. Yeah,
right there, message on your phone. Hey, 2-Speed, wanna go to a show? Yeah, oh man, I will see you later. You and me are gonna get into sort of capers. Yeah, man, I don't give a fuck. And if they catch us, I'll be like, the jig is up. Then we're gonna run out real quick. And I'm gonna bring some drugs that are sick. Meow mix, oh purr, yeah. Who knows what could occur? Yeah, maybe the night will be a blur.
Yeah, we'll get stupider. 2-Speed, I'm gonna take an Uber. Yeah, off my feet, I'm gonna go to my friend's fucking street. Yeah, cause we won't hurt. Let's go to this fucking concert.
Okay, pulling up on you like I was a limey. I think I just heard some slang that was old-timey. Is that right? Do I have the mob, see? You've just conjured up an old English Barbie. I heard someone who talks like me, who is an old age turning respectfully. Yes, yes, you know this is about to unravel. You've just conjured up me, a time traveler.
I don't even care, man. I don't give two shits. And your opinion, I don't give two bits. Man, I'm so absurd. I don't want anything to occur.
Okay, yes, but if you're gonna hang, what? You just again used old-timey slang. Yes,
I don't care,
you just,
man. It's not a trick. Oh, what's over there? I just spotted Dick. That guy's streaking. What you said I was speaking.
Okay, yeah, I know what you said. It was kind of good. You talked about spotted duck like that English food. I got that reference. Yeah, because I'm filling your sentence. But let's go to this shit. Yeah, because I won't abuse it. Let's go listen to this motherfucking music. Yeah, it's going to be okay. Your favorite band, Alt J.
Alt J, man, my favorite band. No joke. I've been waiting them for like 10 whole years. Hey, let's go upstairs and just smoke. So when we show up, I'll make one thing clear. I don't want to leave or leave real soon. So me and you are gonna head up to the smoking room, and we are gonna hang out there till the end. And maybe we can make some cool and chill friends.
Chill friends.
Yeah.
Let's go nuts. I'm gonna eat this box of freaking donuts.
Hey.
Yeah. What's up, man?
I ain't here just here to hope you understand. Wanna make the music plan. Got the front row. Got my bros though. Don't you feel good? I don't know what you got in your nose. Is it blow? Pass them here.
Man. Yeah, are you from the South, or did you take some drugs that fucked up your mouth? Okay.
Seems like a second one.
Okay, let me jump in. We're sweeter than some slaw. We took so much drugs, we can't even move our jaw. Yes, it is spectacular. It encourages a new type of vernacular.
Hey, man, that's all right. Live your life. Hey, looks like you're just getting married to a wife, or maybe a guy. I don't want to judge, man. Here, do not even budge.
Don't
away
even
from
budge.
Me.
I'll give you the point, but guess what? I got this big ass
joint.
Yeah,
man, just toke. Here, you and your friends, please just smoke. Hang out with us. Hang out with us in a circle. No, man, we're all nerds. We're all urkels. Yeah, man, let's get high like a steeple. When I'm on the weed, I'm like, man, we're all people.
Smoke a weed.
Gas it. Freaking pass it. Yeah. Oh, I got what you need. I got high. Oh, I'm getting in that 2-speed. Oh, yeah. I'm going crazy. At work, man, I'm not lazy. I'm gonna get fucking crazy in my mind. Yes, gonna go full speed, no rewind. Yes, yes, I won't grow up. I'll go fast, and maybe I will throw up.
No.
Don't do that.
Not again.
If you do that, I'm gonna be mad.
Okay.
I can see that you have a gone really far, bruh. Since you let us smoke this entire joint, we're gonna give you Instacart, ma. You hit a home run, son. Yeah, you're having some fun, and there ain't no need to bunt. You hit a home run, son, and you're shit in luck. Come and sit with us in the front.
Yes, yeah. That's not whack. Guess what? We're only 3 rows back. Yes, yeah. It's out of sight. Do you see all these box and these cones and these lights?
Yeah, man. I see exactly what you mean. This is so great, but it could be better with ketamine. And I happen to bring some in my shit. So hold on while I take a little bit of the meow mix. Astounding.
This is
yo, I'm just grounding it up right.
I'm not a mutt. Eat some more donuts. Yeah, I'm feeling kind of soggy. I'll eat all these freaking hot dogs. See?
Hot dogs.
Oh, cool.
Hot dogs. All this shit in my brain got me feeling foggy. And I'm feeling real good, hit this shit like frogs beat. Gonna get it going, cast up a cardi. God, I'm not in this bachelor party. Cause I'm trying to leave now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My dude, I'm gonna take some ketamine. Give me some ketamine, yeah.
That's a good idea, here you go.
Don't sail it, I'll inhale it.
Did you take all of that? You just take it a little bit. Bro, take a step, get back.
Holy shit.
Maybe you should go and sit.
Fuck, man, old man, it hitting it. Now the whole world, yo, is starting to swirl. And I know that I'm feeling like my whole body's gonna curl. Oh man, I'm looking at the stage, and I am just so amazed, because I'm looking at myself right through the eyes of Alt J. And
hey, hey, listen to me, I am on that smooth shit. It's me, a hallucinogenic personification of these acoustics. Yes, you know that I'm the best, bruh. To you, this sounds like a symphony orchestra.
Yeah, man, oh, these sounds are so pleasing, huh? Oh man, it's like I've got a case of synesthesia. Oh man, oh, I've never felt duller. When I look around the room, everybody's emitting colors. Oh man, I have opened new portals right through the door hinge. I look at my own aura, man, it is orange. Ooh, oh, I'm feeling so nice, and try it. I look over at you, and you are nice.
Hey, two-speed, your feelings are about to plummet. It's me, I am your fucking talking stomach. Yeah, you know you're about to rebuke. What if I just went ahead and made you puke?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's gonna be scary, and I'm kinda scared that I ate all this fucking dairy. Oh no, I'm gonna fucking go up. Oh no, this fucking dairy gonna throw up. I can't stop this, it's flowing out, it's flowing out of my esophagus. Oh. Splash, splash.
Another one.
Oh man, ass, making vomit sound good. It's for a podcast audience. Any nice sound you hear right now is getting in the way of a throw-up sound. Oh yeah. So when you hear splash, splash, that's somebody throwing up. Splash, oh yeah. And when you hear splash, splash, that's the same person throwing up even harder.
Yeah, it's gonna throw up. It doesn't sound cool, cause you know it's gonna be brown, just like some stew, yes. Oh no, it's not cool, like soup, salt and pepper. No, it looks like soup.
Now this is how you stop it, this is what I think. You could take some Pepto Bismol sipping on that pink. You could talk to your daddy, or talk to your moms, or talk to your daughters or sons, or you could just take some Tums. Ooh, ooh,
oh, it's so dirty. Yeah, it's gonna be friggin' flurry. Yeah, it's dirty just like some fucking porn. It's got some little bitty little food and some corn. And splash,
but
splash, splash.
Stepping out of this, looking at it from the second row, I'm not with all these people, but I'm at the same show. Oh man, somebody just better stop it. Why is everybody dancing? That guy just did vomit a lot. It's getting on my shoes. It's making a giant pool, and I think it's bad news. But it feels like everybody here's in a trance. What's with that one guy? He seems like he is trying to do distracting dance.
Yes.
They can see me, but I don't want it to believe it. Believe it, cause I don't want to have to leave it. To leave it, yeah, these tickets, I just want to retrieve it. Retrieve it, I receive it, receive it. And I want to see the concert. I don't want no damn dirt, I don't want no distraction. I finally got some traction. This motherfucking trash can just vomited everywhere. He's like a fucking trash can. What the fuck, man? And I just wanna get out of here. No, I just wanna stay here. I just wanna get out of here. No, I just wanna stay here. Fuck it, I'm gonna dance one or two or three more jams. I get my money, man. Let's go ahead. You can call me a Stan. Well, Alt J. I'm here to stay. I'm here to stay.
We're all people. I am still tripping out on Special K.
It's so special.
We're all people. And all our lives up to this moment brought us here today.
We're all in the same place.
And I'm just thinking crazy thoughts. Wish I had a pen and a notebook I could jot.
Write it down, write it down, write it down.
Cause life doesn't give you stuff like this. And I can make some jokes from this. Oh,
content is kink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is a kink. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, content is king, better than life experience content.
I'm always in the third person in my whole life.
Oh, shit,
yes.
Deep.
Because I'm feeling like I'm mining it for shit to write.
King of
content. Oh, no, I just feel like a clown. I'm over here to speed, I'm sitting down. No, one day I wanna have a daughter, but I wanna just impress my fucking father. Oh, no.
First speed. He's back to first speed.
Thanks for coming in.
Feeling regret indeed. Two speed is back to first speed. But then the drugs kick right back.
Yeah, what was that? A duck. Two speed on some drugs, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, cause you know I ain't glad. Don't give a fuck about my mom, and I don't care about my dad. Don't give a fuck, don't give a fuck. Yeah, wanna jam. I'm over here cause I don't give a shit, cause I will just go ham. Don't give a fuck, two speed.
Yeah, we know that you are in this show, and we know that you're fucked up, man. We are a couple ghosts. Yeah, we're gonna grab your body and we'll tear it up to shreds. Yeah, you're worried when you're looking at us that you'll end up dead. Yeah, your heart is beating fast. Yeah, your eyes are really big, but you do not realize what you're actually looking at, kid. So when we pull away and we pull away the drug part, you're about to attack a security guard. Oh, Jill, what are you doing, man? That guy's going crazy. What the fuck? Maybe if I dance, they won't notice. Maybe if I dance, they won't notice.
Okay, I'm trying to listen to this live playlist. It's me from before, you're fucking patient. That's right, I'm here at the show. Oh my golly, I'm here trying to enjoy myself on your prescribed molly.
But now I remember your case. But also, I'm on this drug, I'll slap you in the face.
Why?
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck. I'm on this shit. And, you know, I'm on these drugs and
wait,
I'm stopping them in the
wait,
face.
Wait, wait, wait. Let me stop you. Let me add some hesitation. You can enjoy some drugs, but only for a bit. Gotta enjoy it in moderation. Yeah, moderation. That's the shit that rocks, kid. Didn't you know that life is like a dang box of fucking chocolates?
They know what's occurred. Alt J's up there, man, and they're disturbed. Yeah, they do not feel anointed by all this puke I see through their eyes. They're disappointed.
I'm so disappointed. You know, I'm just dumber. I'm over here in the back. I'm the drummer. Yeah. I might be kind of thick, but I can do other things, not just these sticks.
Wanna run away, I wanna run away and get real far, kid. It's me up front, I am the lead guitarist. Oh man, wish I could leave like a tick-tock clock. We can't perform our psychedelic folk rock, because that vomiting's going on right there. It's making me wanna quit music, it's making me not care.
It smells so bad it burns my nostril hair. I didn't come from England for this shit. I didn't come from England for this shit. Look at all this fucking vomit, kid. I want to make some soft rock and make people feel. But this kid's vomiting everywhere, he makes the girls squeal. I want to eat something, hey, there's a banana peel.
Swab!
Ah, someone slipped on it. No, that's just a fucking vomit.
Oh, gross!
This caused me some alarm. I woke up from being knocked out. I'm the security guard. Yes, you too. Go to the exes. I don't like you. You too. I don't care. I know you haven't been here long. I don't give a shit if you only heard
two songs. Okay, I know that you don't give a fuck, but we're just trying to have a bit of luck. because these concert tickets we did spend a lot of bucks. All right, to speed, let's get out of here. I think the jig is up. The jig is up.
The jig is up.
The jig is up. I think the jig is up.
The jig is up.
The jig is up.
Get to hear my band play the instruments. Realize I'm not working at 100%. Yeah, man, I just gotta try to get my life together. Maybe giving up, getting high. That might be the problem. All the things in my life, maybe it'll solve them.
Yeah, for Roz, but gonna be a goner. What if us two, we both went sober?
Yeah. You two speed?
Yeah, no drugs, more, that's what I need.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, let's do it together. We'll be in that AA on that tether.
All right.
Okay, yeah. It's me, the front man of All J. Just finished my tracks. Sober for 3 months. To that, I say congrats.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know that is hip. I just want a little token. Give me that 2 month chip.
Okay, I wish I could today, but I'm not like a sanctioned sponsor of AA.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm a rock musician.
I thought everyone sober had them to just give out at any time.
The chip is up.
The chip is fucking up.
The chip is fucking
up. Wow, wow. That was two people vomiting.
The chip is up, yeah. The chip is up through the esophagus down on the floor. Faraz, from 1 to 10, how accurate was that to your experience?
That was very well done. I'd say it was just in there. You know, we covered space and time and humanity
and
security guards and all of that. Yeah, I'd say that the overall experience was pretty on there, man.
Okay, thank you so much for rapping with us. That was so fun.
Yeah, you got that hot flow. At first, I was letting you guys do it because you guys have a cool flow and rhythm going. After I caught that, I was like, all right, let me see if I can come a little bit here and there. You know,
hey, always welcome in the flow.
Absolutely.
So thanks for coming with us. Just check out Faraz on the Instagram. Do you want to plug your Instagram?
At Faraz Ozel. That's F is in Frank, E-R-A-Z is in zebra. Last name's Ozel, O-Z-E-L. Faraz Ozel, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. We can be friends on there too. And
check out his special, Chillennial. I'll get it right this
time. Check out Chillennial. It's on Spotify for free if you guys want to go listen on Spotify. Or if you want to give me money, you can buy it on iTunes. But I don't care. I get so little. The label really fucked me. So,
you know what? Oh, you have a little song right here, though.
Oh.
You should like just...
This is the jingle right here. Hey, yeah.
This is how you get back at the label.
Are you tired of the same bad comedy albums? Boy, do we have something for you. Tune in to Faraz's Chillennial on Spotify for free. 10 tracks, 10 great reasons to laugh, 1 hour you won't forget. So, go on Spotify today. And thank your friends here in Dope Town because they're sending you over.
And you can also check us out at DopeTown 3000 on Instagram. You can check us out on Twitter. Subscribe, guys. Check out the entire episodes. We got tons of content videos with our guests.
Content is king.
And so, yeah, just subscribe. We're on the Apple Podcast. We're on Spotify. And just shout out to Campfire Media because they are also dope, too.
Yeah, and make sure you leave a 5-star review.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Thank you for adding that, Faraz. And we like to end our episodes on a little bit of wisdom that Greg drops on us. So, as we say in Dope Town, what do we say in Dope Town? What's our saying? Greg, drop it on us.
Everything should be in Mata. Just kidding. Dope Town. Dirt Town.
I slipped on a banana peel. Wait, that was vomit.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
What?
Dope Town. You're leaving Dope Town. Dope Town.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dope Town. Dope Town.
See you next time.
Leaving Dope Town.
Hi, I'm Muriel.
And I'm Nick.
And we are the co-hosts of the podcast Hella
in Your 30s.
This podcast is all about diets, hobbies.
Never dying.
Never dying. Fitbits.
I'm going to try to moisturize my face more.
Yeah, alcohol. Should we drink more or less? Cheap Chipotle dates for two.
We bring you hot episodes every Monday from Campfire Media. So make sure to subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.